5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Jim, I'm transcending.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm right. Transcending.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Oh, Monday, just the last week before we have a little spell.
Bounce
and
on.
I've earned a break too. As distinct from you.
You make me laugh.
We've had lots of breaks.
I haven't had a break yet.
What'd you do on the weekend, bugger all?
No, rubbish. I was at my best.
No, Damien Barrett in. Second half, we speak to Noah Anderson, playing very good football.
And a nice boy.
Very nice boy. Yeah. Nice family.
Yep.
So, looking forward to chatting to him.
Yes.
I've got a bit of a passport issue.
Have you?
Mm. We're going to get to. Yeah. Well, not my own passport, the kids' passport.
That's a shame. They won't be able to go.
Bill, they'll be going.
No, they won't.
Well, I'm not going.
Everyone's having passport issues.
Well, we're going to put it to the family, but that's coming up a little later on. Hello to you, Willis.
Hey, g'day, Jim.
Oh, Perth Brownless.
Oh, yes, back. Magnificent over there. Jim was great. The Crown Towers, all that. But how was your weekend, your cellar door experience yesterday?
Good. Very, very good. Oh. Went up to Silverwood, I think it was, in the Adelaide Hills.
Jeez.
Tell you who we ran into up there.
Who?
Koshy.
David Koch.
Just came wandering in. Oh. I thought he'd be at the Logies because he's high-end TV talent.
Yeah.
He said, no, I was at the game yesterday. I'm up here with some of my business partners today.
Mm.
And he was very happy.
Because you didn't go to the pub with Bernie.
Yes. No, I didn't go to the pub.
No, because you had to go with Bluey and go wine chasing.
No, he was at the same place we were.
He
yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
I'll show you a photo of him.
G'day, Raps.
And his beautiful wife, Abs. Yes. Hello, Raps.
Raps.
Good morning, everybody. And Greenwich Park is one of the oldest enclosed of the Royal Parks. And look at it. Fabulous. The sun is beating down. We've seen lots of doggers, lots of dog walkers and joggers around here through the course of this morning.
Lots of doggers.
Doggers.
You know what?
I know, Bill. And I don't want you to say that.
No, just look at that.
I don't need you to say anything. Right.
That was good. Well done.
I'll just hit it.
We got this.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, plenty of footy. Damo's coming in very shortly.
Yes.
But Jordan DeGoey hasn't been spotted at Collingwood training as yet.
Yes.
Supposed to come back today, so Damo will be all over that.
Yep.
We'll talk to him about what's in the tackle today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but a bit of country footy, Jim, because Luke Hodge, remember, went down and played at Devon Meadows on the weekend. Pretty good first half. And then he had to go off the ground and went to the local hospital because he had a compound fracture of his finger. The bone come through the skin.
Fat. I saw him obviously Friday night and off air, I said to him, Lucas, this is the single stupidest thing I've ever heard of anyone doing. I said, all you're going to do is injure yourself. I'll be right.
Yep.
I said, you won't be. I guarantee you'll either rip a calf off the bone or something will happen and you'll injure yourself.
Little pinky,
so,
Jim.
So this is the karma bus running him over.
Parole. Well, at least he had a go. Good on him for doing that. And there's a big crowd at Devon Meadows.
No.
A bigger crowd at Jared Roughhead's game, Jim.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, he played Roughage. For the Carlton draft, part of that series, of course. Kicked two goals. They didn't win. They got beaten there.
Where was he playing?
He was playing for Gormandale.
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 Right.
There you go. Your mate coached them, doesn't he, Reps?
Yep. Potty.
Potty coached them. It's down that way, where he is, where he's from. Yes. Kicked two goals. They got defeated by 35 points, but a crowd of 2,000 plus there,
nice.
Jim. So well done to Roughhead there. I tell you what, Jim, we are world champions in darts.
Hatter to compose himself for the title. That is the dart. Beats Johnny Clayton, and that is the dart that captures the World Cup of Darts for Australia.
There we go. World champions, Jim.
World champions?
Yes. Damon Heater, yes. Called the Heat, and Simon Whitlock, the Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say, is the Wizard attached?
Right. They defeated, guess who they defeated in the World Cup, Jim?
Who?
Wales. And you wouldn't believe it, I caught up with them after the championship.
Where's this headed?
And then they weren't happy, Jim. They cracked it, Jim. See, they're whinging. Gee, they're whinging. Anyway, Jim, well done to the Aussies there winning the World Cup of Darts for the first time in our history, Jim.
Well, that's that a good is effort. Good. Very good.
Super netball. Oh, yes. No. Bad, bad weekend for the Melbourne teams in the Super Netball finals.
What happened?
Vixens were beaten by West Coast Fever, 62-71. So they got beaten by 9 there in the major semi-final. So that means Fever are through to grand final. And guess where that's played? Of course, Perth. So that worked out nicely for Netball Australia.
Yep.
And then Fever, and they take on the Giants. So the Vixens play the Giants next week in the prelim because the Giants cleaned up Collingwood yesterday in the minor semi-final. So Vixens take on the Giants. Whoever wins that plays Fever in the grand final, Jim.
Right. Well, that's not a good result for our girls.
Bit of cricket. Did you see this the other day where England set a new world record score?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands made 266. Coached by Ryan Campbell.
Yes.
But you see what England made?
440, or was
498,
Bill,
Jim.
But you're dealing with club bowlers. In fact, probably not even club bowlers.
And Matthew Mott's first game as a new English coach.
So he's happy.
So anyway, Jason Roy out for one.
Yes.
Then Phil Salt, 122. Milan, 125. Josh Butler, 162 off 70.
Josh. Yeah.
14 sixes.
Yes.
And Morgan made a first ball duck.
Yes.
That's a lot. But you know what? The only good thing about this is it beats the previous one-day record of 6 for 481 was for England against Australia.
So that's good. That's good.
Now, what happened, please, in the US Open in golf?
Well, Matty Fitzpatrick outlasted Zalatoris and Scheffler. It was an amazing final day. Well done to him. He's a very talented young English golfer, and it's one of those blokes, only a matter of time before he won a major. And now he has. Brilliantly done. Adam Scott had a very nice weekend, tied 14th. And the Leash, the Warrnambool Flyer, also played very nice golf. So they both tied 14th. Well, not that either of them have any qualifying issues, but they'll be welcome back to the US Open comfortably next year. Minwoo Lee tied 27th.
Righto.
Todd Sinnott, who we were talking about, had to qualify to get in, tied 31st.
Big hitter.
So, yeah, they all played very nice golf. Well, but well done to Matty Fitzpatrick,
who's a quality. Weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah,
windy,
hard course. Small, plus, tight.
And a weird weekend. There were wild turkeys on the course.
It's Massachusetts.
Cameron Tringali, second shot on the way. Can he get it all the way up the hill and onto the green?
Turkeys.
Yeah, look at me. Turkeys all over the place around here. Oh, this is going to be a good break, Paul. It's going to hang up in that intermediate kind of rough.
Listen, turkeys everywhere.
Taking a good look around.
You just like the sound of that, don't you? That's all.
But I did. But there's wild turkeys walking around. Grayson Murray, do you know who he is?
No.
He cracked the sats and broke his club.
Mm-hmm.
A moment ago, Grayson Murray in the fairway. Oh, yikes.
Yikes.
Oh. Goodbye, club.
You are an idiot.
Snapped his club.
So you're just playing that because of the turkey sound.
No,
again.
Not at all.
Oh, look at him.
And then South Africa's MJ Dafoe. Guess he was a long 14th, Jim, 616 yards.
Whatever that was.
What was
long
that sentence?
14th, 616 yards. His tee shot went skew-iff. So his second shot played it off the hospitality deck.
Yes, he did.
This is amazing. This is what is he being awesome. Fingers crossed, everybody.
They love it.
You are an idiot. I was watching
there.
I was watching when that shot was played live.
Yeah.
And there weren't any turkey noises.
They're wild. They just roam around you.
So you just went to Maddie and said, look, I want as many golf points as I can.
No, I went to Raps.
And you just put some turkey noises on top.
But he hit that off like
a
carpet.
He did.
Magnificent.
Got every bit of it too.
He did.
All right, Damo, we need to speak to next. Oh, there's some news around.
Oh, there is indeed.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
There they are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Here he is on a Monday.
Hello, Jim. Ooh.
And there's news, and there's positives, and there's negatives.
Is everything.
News out of Perth, I hear.
What about the tackle? Yeah, we'll get to the tackle. We'll talk about that after we talk about some relevant stuff, Bill. Actually, before we get to the relevant stuff, your escapades in Perth.
We heard them all.
No, we did, but I've heard another one, and I want you to tell me if this is true. You were doing the rounds in those in the corporate boxes, and you bumped into one of my best mate, Adam Hamilton.
Yes,
yes, and he was standing with another gentleman at the time.
Yeah.
And you were asking Adam for some quaddy tips, and the guy he was standing with said to you, "You better throw the one in the second leg."
Yeah.
And you looked at your form guide, as you always carry with you, and you noticed it was trained by a man called Simon Miller.
Yes.
And to your credit, and thankfully for you, you said, he's flying that Miller bloke.
Yeah.
You were talking to Simon Miller.
That was actually him.
Was that the trainer, Simon Miller there?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he is. He's been trained the winner. Because he said, you better throw this in. If this wins, you...
Well, that was Simon Miller.
That was Simon Miller.
Because you could easily have said...
You could have said anything.
Geez, he trains donkeys, that bloke. I don't want
anything. He's a gun trainer.
Oh, great.
And he's meant to be a gun bloke, too.
Well, I was with Toby Bairstow, the trainer, too, the night before, and wowee, he's not training anymore. I hope he's not riding them. Just flat. No, it was good.
So, how'd you go, Jim? You had a big weekend away,
nice
too, in SA.
Yeah. Very nice time.
Have you seen some videos flying around?
Well, with Bluey knocking the top of the champagne bottle off.
Oh, I did one of those.
Saber.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
You and come back to Adelaide and go out?
Did I?
Yeah, last night.
I went to the Old Line because Bluey's daughter, Taylor, whose beautiful girl, works there, had one glass of wine with her.
Nowhere
and
else.
Lise,
nowhere else.
And then walked home past the front of a strip joint. So Lisa said, stand there and we'll send idiot a photo of you in front of a strip joint, which is exactly what we did.
Look at Jimmy there.
I'll tell you who we ran into, I was saying to Bill, was David Kosh.
David Kosh.
At the winery we were at, he came wandering. Geez, he was happy man too, Kosh.
He would have been.
Because they had to win, keep this season alive.
We'll get to the power under the positives of this.
Yep.
Bit of news, we'll just get some injury news before we get to the Dugowie story. Tim English has had a delayed concussion from the heavy match he played against GWS. He was tackled, a couple of times and got through the game. And only after the game have the Bulldogs said that there were delayed concussions. Bill, he's going to miss a week. So big loss for him.
They got some injuries.
Yeah, they did. Cody Waitman's been cleared of bone damage from that dislocated elbow. Yep. But there is ligament damage. They're hopeful he might be right to go this week. But at this stage, they just don't know.
I remember Boomer did that in one of the years I was at North, and it was 8-10. He got it down to about 7 because he trained the house down. But... that's a serious. That can be a serious injury.
I love the way he went back on, and within the first play of being back on, used his left arm to tackle.
And we were having a go at him a few weeks ago, weren't we? So good on you.
Yes, good on him. And Taylor Duray, who escaped the ACL, but the medial cruciate ligament, which wobbled when he landed awkwardly, that's going to keep him out for about 8 weeks, Jim. So, a couple of more injuries there for the Bulldogs. Look, as we speak, and we're speaking, was it about 4:20 on Monday afternoon. The AFL and Collingwood are yet to have clarity publicly on what happens with Jordan Dugowie after his holiday and the video that came in the holiday in Bali. There's still a fair bit to play out. With this, he wasn't at training today. He did fly in. He has returned from Bali, but he was not at training today. And I haven't been able to get clarity. I don't think anyone has at this stage from anyone who claims to know why he's not there, whether it's his call or whether it's the club call. I'm sure by the close of play today, we'll have an answer on that and potentially on what will happen. But obviously, there's a consent issue, which a woman in question in the video has said she had no problems with, and that is part of what will happen, Bill, when it comes to sanctioning. But it's only part of it, and it doesn't mean that he's not going to be sanctioned the way I read this. But I do,
from
having said all that, from the club.
It'll be a club issue. Not an AFL sanction.
Well, the AFL will look at what the club does. And,
and
9 times out of 10, it goes down the path where they have a full line of sight before it's public as to what it's going to be. And if they're in approval of the outcome, that will be.
Because there will be people listening saying, well, how can the AFL sanction him?
Yeah, well, that's...
He hasn't broken the law.
No, and that's the issue. And I still, as questionable as the behaviour was and all the questions that relate to why would he go to Bali and why would he get himself in trouble again, I still feel the sanctioning won't be of a match lost nature.
No.
I still think he'll be playing on the weekend.
Damo, what's worse? Two blokes fighting in public?
Yep.
Or an AFL player being photographed with a bag of whatever else?
Those two issues are very serious matters.
But they didn't get fined or suspended, really. Well, they didn't get suspended.
The bag of substance you referred to did get suspended.
That's 2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks, yeah.
But the two blokes fighting didn't.
But the club, again, disciplined actually the person who copped the punch, Stephen May, for 1 week. So
he was drinking when
Yeah.
Not for actually fighting in public.
Mm.
So
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
It will be, but again,
it
a lot of it
back
does.
To Collingwood.
Well, it comes back to Collingwood and also comes back to the weight given to the consent element of the hand on the girl. And as we said, a girl in the video has said that she did not have an issue with it. And it has to be part of the decision-making around it. But it is only part of the decision-making around it. And I do expect there to be a sanction sort. But
what look, did you I, think of his, what did he put out? What was it, a Twitter
statement?
Look, there were valid points in it. And I don't want to dismiss what he said about mental health and media intrusion. But I thought the timing of him putting it out in the 24 hours after he's been exposed again for behaviour that he didn't need to be part of was the right time around to that, Bill. But I don't want to dismiss the words in it because I think we do as an industry need to take on board some of what he and others have been saying. But no one followed him. As far as I know, the cameras in Bali weren't on the plane. They were just following a man behaving questionably yet again overseas in a period of time in which he shouldn't be. So,
Mark Robinson in the tackle today, the Herald Sun.
We'll get to that next.
We'll get to that, Bill. We're just trying to get to the relevant stuff first.
Dislikes, number six.
More Damien Barrett
next.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Gold Coast Suns, Noah Anderson joining us after five, but Damien Barrett's in the studio chatting positives from round 14.
And there were plenty of them.
Yeah, and we'll stick with that football club actually as the start of the positives with what they did by way of winning their seventh game for the season, Jim, against Adelaide. And just before we get to the positive aspect of it, it has just come through in the last moments that Will Powell has officially fractured and dislocated that ankle, and there is ligament damage to boot. And anyone who was aware of what happened to him yesterday was just watching in disbelief. And then if you're like me, you couldn't actually watch it properly, if that makes sense. And I'm glad that the host broadcaster chose not to
replay
any form.
By the way, because he's a quality young player.
He is, Will.
But there's a steeliness to this club that hasn't been apparent often in its time in the AFL. Ben Ainsworth, I thought, was really good, Jim. He kicked three goals. He's one of four players to kick three goals. But I just love the way he's taken a little bit of time to sort of make everyone aware of the talents he's got, Bill. He was a very high draft pick in 2016.
Even Rankin, he kicked three, but he gave off a few.
That's
didn't
the
he?
Other thing, isn't he? And he wants to give them off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's a team player. Yep. Stuart Dew, do they sign him up?
Look, my view on this, Bill, is that there's no rush on it. I see him being there next year, but I don't see the need to re-sign him now. I still think keep that little bit of pressure on him. Not that it's going to make too much of a difference, I don't think, Jim, because he's got them to 7-6. This is the best position they've had since that 2014 season when Ablett was rolling, absolutely rolling, flying. And then he went down about this time, and obviously they then went down as well, didn't make the finals, but that was the closest they got and were tracking to do so. They're still out of the eight as we speak. I mean, they're
a game
and a bit of percentage out as we speak. But the covering of Ben King, who went down in the preseason with by using Chole and Casbolt, the most unlikely forward combination of all time, I think, when it comes to having major effect. And then, as you said, Bill, the maturity of Rankin and the coaching of Dew and the consistency of Miller and, you know, clearly the guy you're going to speak to had a massive say too in what happened. So really like what they're doing.
They've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide, which is always a tough road trip. Then they've got Collingwood and Richmond at home and then Essendon at Marvel. So
well,
that's
three
a
tough, aren't they? And then Essendon too, if they backed up the form, they did finally produce.
But if they can start ticking them off, then they deserve to play finals.
They win at home. What about the Giants-Western Bulldogs game? 35 goals kicked and Toby, outstanding.
Yeah, Toby was good. We'll put both these clubs into the positives, even though GWS lost. And again, the two wins they've had under Mark McVay have been against North Melbourne and West Coast, and the two losses Bulldogs and Brisbane. So ultimately, they're still tracking the way they were under Leon Cameron. They're playing a lot more differently and more pleasingly.
They are.
They're good to watch. They're good to watch.
Yeah.
And they were good against the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs ultimately were better. And on the back of Norton and Waitman kicking the five, I mean, Toby Green, I felt was, and I think most other people did who officially voted on the game, was best of field, Bill, with the seven goals. Look, there's stuff to work with there, but from a Giants perspective, but the Bulldogs, again, they're a game outside the eight as we speak, but history says to me they'll just grind and grind and grind and get in. And Josh Bruce coming back through the VFL is a major positive. Todd Marshall, Bill, four goals on the weekend against the Swans, 27 for the year. We've talked about him a few times in this Monday afternoon segment on your Rush Hour program. It's been the breakout year that had been a long time coming.
Oh, exactly. And been a good player in patches, hasn't he?
Yep.
But this more consistent, of course, the boy from Denny, He's lost
both. He moves
his,
well.
Lost both of his parents, at the age of 20. And good on him. That would have taken you 2 or 3 or 4 years. Who knows how long? That's right.
I mean,
to get him. But mate. Yeah. What a star he's been, and he's such a good mark, but he moves beautifully.
Yeah, beautiful mover. He played in good wheels.
He played in that drawn final that Luke Shuey kicked the goal of to win in extra time. So he's been around for that long, but it's taken him until 2022 to put it all together. And it's no coincidence that he had the breakout element to his game without Charlie Dixon being there for that period when he did break out.
Oh, Pete Laddams. They just had to get the boy off. No, Bill.
Two 50s, was it?
Had to get the boy off. Like, not a very crucial part of the game either. He's just handed him 2 goals with the most brain-dead behaviour you could ever carry on with.
Yeah, against the team that decided to offload him in contract. That went well for them, didn't it? Essendon, like what they did against St Kilda, you just had to ask the question, why wait until round 14 to do it? And I'm sure there's a lot of people attached to that footy club asking it. Having said that, if they can just hold it together in the back half, just to finish with a nice little surge, it won't be a lost season, which it appeared to be before that particular game. Mason Redmond's a player, Jim. I know you got a lot of time for him and you call him regularly, but I thought he was really crucial. And I know we spoke with Sam Draper on this show on Saturday, and he was really good too. And Peter Wright, who had gone 3 matches without a goal, managed to get back on the list.
They've brought him in. He's playing good.
He did.
Yes, and clean.
And you go back to Friday night with Richmond, just continuing to I think, be a very dangerous.
Going beautifully.
Yeah, they are going beautifully. And I'm looking really forward. Of all those games you're very excited about, Bill, on the weekend upcoming, the Richmond Geelong one is the one I'm going to be most keen on seeing
Look
unfold.
At this, Jim. Thursday night, 1v2, Brisbane-Melbourne. Then Carlton take on Freo, 3 versus 5. Geelong-Richmond, 4 versus 6. Sydney-St Kilda, 7th versus 8th. First time for a long, long time the top 8 teams play each other. Then throw in West Coast and Essendon over at West Coast. They're a chance. Throw in North Melbourne, Adelaide, again for the bottom of the ladder, and then Port Adelaide, Gold Coast.
Yep.
Wowee. You told us a week ago.
Yeah, you ignored me and I thought I was silly looking that far ahead.
I did. But, I thought your ethics weren't right.
Purple.
Can we talk about that?
We've got 3 teams on 32 points bottom of the 8.
Yep.
Then you've got Collingwood just outside the 8 on 32. Western Bulldogs 28 and Gold Coast on 28. So
I'm going down to
Port even,
Adelaide.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going down to Port. Yeah.
But I mean, how good? We haven't had this for a while. No. Not in my memory anyway. So many teams with a shot at a finals berth this late in the season.
And genuine question marks about the teams at the very top of the ladder, given the form that Melbourne is in, having going into this game against the Lions on Thursday night with a 3-loss losing sequence.
Negatives?
Get to them.
We'll get Damo. To them, and we'll get to what you want to get to.
Number six.
As soon as anything negative is being said or written about anyone, look at him. He's got a stiffy you can see
Damo
from bloody.
It's good to see him in trouble.
Addresses the Herald Sun article next. It's the Rush
I'm not
Hour.
In trouble.
This is Damo's recovery session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damien Barrett is still in the studio.
And we need to get to the bottom of a few things, including his lack of punctuality on Saturday.
Exactly.
He's lonely Vince as well.
You know
just
what?
Not able to turn up on time.
Just
Duck
on that,
in
Sydney. I had 3 different people say to me, why was I late?
I'm glad they did say that to you.
We have to just revolve around you and your travel arrangements.
You need to get your bloody act together a bit better.
I've never once been late.
Their ethics.
Mark Robinson in the Herald Sun today, number 6 on the dislikes. Ethics are still the boss. Damien Barrett, who was one of 3 football journos to appear in a betting ad, we all know that, we had a bit of fun with that, should immediately resign as president of the Australian Football Media Association. Yes or no, Damien?
On what grounds, Bill?
Ethics. You get paid to do an ad. And apparently you've had a crack at other journos.
Have I?
Yes. And you've made a serious error.
When?
Oh, that was Sam McClure, but you're the same boat. So are you going to resign or not as the Australian Football Media Association president?
I'm just really glad that I can help Mark Robinson through this clear lull in what he's trying to do with his work at the moment, Bill. And I'm just happy that I can drive some audience to his column that his own opinions can't, Bill.
Righto. So, yep. What's the bet? He either says sorry or stands down this week?
Well, you're posing the question, are you?
No, that's Mark's.
Right. Did you really want to know the answer to that?
I'd love to know, because you're in trouble. I love it when you're in trouble.
I'm not in trouble.
Yes, you are. You've been naughty, naughty boy.
What have I been naughty about, Bill?
We're doing the ad, taking the money.
Every media outlet takes money from gambling agencies, apart from the ABC.
Well, Sam got in trouble from his mob.
Yep.
So.
Yep. But I haven't got in trouble from
so
mine.
So you're okay with it.
No, I've got. I've done nothing.
So you're not going to resign.
No.
And you're not going to stand down. You're not going to say sorry.
Let me understand this. They're asking you to stand down from the Australian Football Media Association
presidency. Your favourite organisation.
Yeah. Surely you should ring whoever runs that and say, please sack me immediately. And then the next thing you say is, please make sure I never have to attend another function to do with this thing again as long as I'm alive.
Have some respect, please.
No, exactly. Some good people there, Jim.
I was asked to head it, Jim, a while ago, and I did because I think it's a worthy cause. If some people do think, Bill, I should move on.
Well Barrett clearly isn't one for admitting mistakes. You're like him.
I haven't made a mistake.
Oh, you two never say sorry, and I was wrong.
Once upon a time, the person who wrote that might have been considered for a role in an ad of that nature, Jim. If you
purple. If doing that ad, and by the way, it's satire.
Correct.
That seems to have been lost on a few people. It's actually a piss take.
Complete parody.
And I liked it.
No,
but this is what I would say. I would say if doing that ad gets me banned from this association, I'm signing a lifetime deal. I'm getting out of sports betting. I'm saying every single ad you do until I'm dead,
if I
agree to say yes to.
If I don't have to resign, Jim, I'm going to invite you this year as a special guest to the night.
And take Sam. Take Sam along. You and Sam go along.
Get off.
Last time Sam was here, he dropped the F-bomb and people were dropping it on him.
Not going to admit. Look, you're wrong.
It's just hard living. It's hard living rent-free in that guy's head, Bill, at the moment.
Now, what else is negative, please, in the world of AFL? Let's talk about things that actually matter in the AFL.
St Kilda didn't do itself any favours, did it, with what it dished up against Essendon in that game.
The fans aren't happy.
Aren't they? Yeah, well, I can understand why, Bill, because they've left themselves in a very, very dicey situation. Now, when you refer to that logjam of teams in and around the eight, and they're now dicily placed. So it was a really bad loss. You sometimes look back on a year and you think that was the game that had to go our way, and it didn't, and they weren't up to it.
Demo, that's what I noticed. They weren't switched on. And how you cannot be switched on when a spot in the eight and a final series beckons, I don't understand.
Yeah, and that is a concern of itself, isn't it?
Well, Brett Ratton, I mean, you covered it on Saturday. His words in the post-match press conference were as strong as I've heard him ever speak about a team he's coached.
No, actually, I would agree with that. He was, and he doesn't muck around, Brett, does he? But again, ultimately, you get to this round, or 13 completed rounds, and they've had a good year, but they've done a lot of damage in that particular game. It's up to them now to work their way through. Sydney's the other worry, Bill.
No, they play Sydney this week. So
they do.
Big game, isn't it?
And they were, I think, ordinary too against Port Adelaide, as we touched on a few moments ago. They've got to have to sort that forward line out. I mean, I don't subscribe, as some do, to Buddy Franklin being a part of their problem up forward. I think you just play him and work around him, but you can't have Franklin, Reed and McDonald. I'd be going with Franklin and McDonald. And then hard as that is for Reed, given he was match-winning only two matches ago, that's the way I'd be looking at it.
Where would they have been without Heaney, by the way?
What about a ruckman?
Legitimate star.
They need a new ruckman?
Well, either that or find Pete's head and put it back on his shoulders. I've never seen anything like it. They had to get the boy off.
It was really old school stuff, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Just lost his mind.
The Crows, they're into their third season with Matty Nix. Now, they had three wins in that abbreviated season of 2020. They had seven wins last year. They got four now. They're probably tracking for about a seven again, Bill. But there's no sign of genuine improvement that I've seen. Now, I know it takes a rebuilding team at least every bit of the time that Matthew Nix has had. And I'm not saying he's got to go, because I believe he should get another couple of years without question. But you want to see some improvement that we haven't yet seen to this point.
What's wrong with those big forwards? They can't get them going. Phil Thorpe and then the other boy, 32,
Fogarty
and those. They just can't
get
them going.
Again, there's signs there, aren't there, from both of them, obviously. But just putting it all together.
Mind you, Bill, playing as a key forward in a bad team, a young key forward learning the trade is bloody hard work. If the ball's not coming in properly, you know, you're getting folded back on all the time. I didn't see the game, but I always cut big forwards in the bottom end of the ladder a bit of slack.
Yep.
Because, it's got to be hard.
But in Foggy's case, he's had a time in the system there, Jim.
More so than
Phil Thorpe. Yeah, not long enough, but significant enough time for him
been
to...
Been around for a while.
All right, buses going kind of, anywhere?
To your house.
So we might sit it down to Robbo's joint.
Sending a bus to the Herald.
Well, he needs some help, Jim. He needs some help. He needs some help. He's drawing on my clickability to get himself some clicks.
What the hell?
You sorry or not?
Well, I don't know what I have to be sorry for, Bill. I will apologise when I need to, but not on this occasion.
Are you going to resign?
No.
There you have it.
Look at that. Look at him.
Naughty. Damo's in trouble. I do like
I'm
that.
I'm not in trouble.
Because he's such a nice boy and never gets in trouble. Oh, but he's naughty.
He's a bloke who can't fire a shot. Have a great day.
Damo's recovery session. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. Well, what's the problem
what
at
is,
home, Jim?
What
what's
does
going
Jim
on?
Do? 1-3-3-5-3.
What does Jim do?
I'm third personing myself. What does Jim do? 1-3-3-5-3 ringer. 9 weeks ago.
Yes.
We lodged our kids' passport applications.
Oh, no.
Three of them. Two 14-year-olds and a 16-year-old.
Jim.
When we lodged them, Fat, we were told 4 to 6 weeks maximum.
Yes.
So we thought, righto, that's more than enough time. We go to Bali on Monday morning, Fat, so today week.
Ooh. Jim.
Flights booked and paid for. Villa booked and paid for.
Villa. Yes, and?
No passports.
None. Haven't seen.
Not a passport. And not an email saying, like, why can, we can't even track the status of them. Oh, we haven't even received an email. We've sent lots of emails.
Yes.
We've rung the line.
Nothing.
And what they do is they leave you hanging on the line for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then hang up on you.
Oh, no.
Bill.
Have you seen the lineups at,
I have.
At the passport?
Well, Jackie Felgate does a great job with all of that on her Instagram. So I had a look at that and I saw massive line. They get in there at 4 a.m.
Yeah, they get served, but then it's just long, long. What? Did you get that one off Jackie's where it said melbourne.passport@DFAT, named after me? At dfat.gov.au.
Oh, no.
It's hard to say.
So, Bill.
But, so you're in trouble.
If you get there at 10 a.m., you can't get in to get your question answered.
Lisa's going to have to get there at 4 a.m.
Bill. So I think I might be cooked.
Oh, not well. You paid, haven't you?
But Bill, this is my problem.
Oh no.
See, but
so what can Jim do?
So people will be listening, going, "You just got to pay extra, and you can get it in 3 days."
Which I.
But the problem with that, Bill, is once you've lodged your normal papers, you can't then do that.
Can't go back.
And we went normal because we thought four to six weeks. We've got more than enough time. They've got a month up our sleeves.
Oh, a lot of people in the same boat, Jim. I reckon,
Bill,
out there.
I'm normally one that can. Jump a queue.
You don't know who I am.
I can normally get stuff done, Bill.
But?
It's not looking like it. Rob's in Frankston.
Can you? Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Can you help Jim?
What am I doing?
Jim, I can help you, Jim. So my mum, what she did is she got her passport the other day. She got it in 7 days.
Why'd she do that?
You need to pop yourself in a time machine and stop being a tight ass and pay for the money to get it express delivered, mate.
Well, exactly. I know that, but once I've already done it like 9 weeks ago, you I don't can't. Think I've got that option.
Well, at least you've learned a lesson. Stop being a tight ass.
Yeah. Or, I didn't even know that was an option, by the way.
Can you go and maybe the kids stay at home?
Oh, Bill.
Jim.
No.
Yes.
Well, I'm leaving a 14-year-old at home on his own.
Well, is there another adult child that might be able to go either?
All right. Well, let's get Dave from Officer. He's going to be able to help me out with a suggestion. Dave.
Dave.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What do you got?
How can you help me?
I can help you because I can go instead of you, Dave.
You got your passport or ready to go?
Yeah, mate, I'm good to go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Mm. Bill, Dave will go.
Oh, no, sounds like it.
From Officer.
Jack's in Bendigo. Let's get Jack across. Jack!
That's exactly. I like Jack.
Jim.
What are you suggesting?
I reckon you just leave the kids at home.
Oh, yes, I'm with Jack, Jim.
With them alone. That should get them through. Right?
Plenty of bread and cocoa pops and milk.
That's all they need.
Milk. That's all they need.
For like 8 days?
Yeah, just put
on
the
their
milk.
Own.
Yes. Oh. And some porridge or something.
Phil's on the line. What do you think? Phil. What do you got for me, Filthy?
Well, listen, Billy and Jim.
Yeah,
Billy, Jim, Jim's always having a go at you for being silly.
Yes.
Well, the most common sense thing here, Jim, is don't book a holiday unless you got your passport.
Yeah. Exactly. Not hard, Jim.
I've got my passport.
No.
It's the kids' ones. With.
Well, you're responsible for the children too, Jim.
Oh, so that's not helping me.
No one's helped you.
Bloody hell.
Look at old Doug. Old Doug got his...
How's Doug doing it?
Lost today.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
What happened, Doug?
Well, I heard the story that they were running so late. I paid an extra $255 and I got it within 8 days. Sucked in, Jim.
That's a rush hour.
Sucked in, Jim.
Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He's from Adelaide, do they? I love, they're just from all different country towns. Mm-hmm. Daniel.
Adelaide is not a country,
not a country town.
Town.
It's a city.
Yeah. Literally a city.
Have you been?
Yes.
We go into Adelaide.
Good city.
Great city. Noah Anderson to join us shortly from the Gold Coast Suns. Yes. Fine young player. Good young man.
Good boy.
Looking forward to chatting to him. Have we got some feedback, Hose? Is that, are we having a feedback? Yeah, it might, possibly some feedback.
A joke?
A joke, of course, to finish things up. And of course. What have we got now?
This. On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Father, father. Very good today.
Is it?
No,
Oh, I still love the best piece of advice for you, Jimmy boy, over your passport situation.
Sucked in, Jim.
Sucked in, Jim. Sucked in, Jim.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. those wild turkeys at the US Open, Jim. Wow.
Yeah, that's it, Bill. Yeah.
Oh, they're in the studio.
Yeah, righto, 505.
We had a mouse last week. And we got
506, actually.
Oh, a bit later, actually.
What's at number five, Fat?
Thank you, Rabs. Good work. Now, duck. We all love the duck. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, he's always looking for another week off.
Right.
Have a listen to him here on the Sunday Rub.
Tell you what hasn't been asked, and I want to know, and I know you'll know the answer to this. Mm. Why haven't? Is there going to be a bye before the finals this year?
Yes. Yep.
There
yep.
definitely
they've,
is.
They've ticked that off.
Is that that's been ticked
you
off?
You can go away that weekend.
Thank you.
On top of the three byes, which I don't think we need anyway.
Have I got permission to head to Bali?
What about? I think last Tuesday said he might be sick for this week or last
it's
weekend's.
It's a preemptive shot he fires.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you I might be sick.
He said last Tuesday. Oh, come on, Duck. So he's got the weekend off. He can go to Bali.
Right.
Next.
How about number four, Bins?
I just love the Chief. And this was the Chief on Friday night. Have a listen to him.
He's got a little bit of Nathan Brown in him, hasn't he? Very skillful. Little man, little limbs, attitude. Annoying.
One of the funniest people I know, Joe.
This is Jimmy Webster. He's picked up on Nate's little limbs, which I hadn't thought of before.
Have you not seen how little they are?
I haven't noticed.
Caldwell's kick his father. They're normal size, Joe.
What did you call him? Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is that what you called him with your
tiny T-Rex.
There's a bit of T-Rex about him. Also looks like a Lego baby. Haven't you seen him?
Little limbs of
when
Nate
the
Brown.
Chief gets his eye in, it's as entertaining as anything.
Little limbs.
Yep.
Well, we hosted the Sunday Footy Show yesterday. And unfortunately, Nate Brown, and unfortunately, did well.
Oh, did he?
At sea to the end of the art.
None of that. Next.
What's at number three, Coco?
Tell you what, this caught my attention last night, Jimmy boy. Was there a stuff up at last night's TV Night of Nights? Mm-hmm. Because you're up for a award, of course. But
did I win?
Well, you didn't, but have a listen and wait for it till the end.
The winner is the Olympic and Paralympic Games, Tokyo 2020. Congratulations to Channel 7.
The 7 Network's 17-day coverage of the Olympic Games was watched by over 20 million people across two channels. Naturally, the 2020 Olympics and Paralympics took place in 2021. Accepting the Logie tonight, commentators Daisy Pierce and Brian Taylor.
Oh boy!
So they've called them up, but
they weren't. They were there for another award. Maybe. Well, another how do I say nomination?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so maybe it was you guys in the grand final.
Should have been.
Well, you wouldn't have been anyway because Brian
was
there.
In Adelaide.
Yeah, and Brian was there.
Brian was there. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, but you,
Daisy, was there.
Mm.
Good,
so interesting that one. I think yes. Next.
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, I love this story. The Gold Coast Suns flying, and they got a young fella there, Alex Davies.
Mm-hmm.
He's Japanese, Jim.
Yes, I know, Bill.
And his grandfather flew in from Japan to watch an AFL game live for the first time.
Yes.
Anthony Hudson explains what happened after the game.
This was a great moment with Alex Davies, who's
a young gun coming through. He shows plenty of talent, still a lot of work to do. But he's from a Japanese background, Japanese man. And there's his grandfather who saw AFL footy for the first time in the flesh, saw him play, part of the song. He knows how to be a goal umpire as well.
That is just awesome scenes. And I think we're seeing it across the board, people involving their families.
Yes, to go!
He actually signalled the goal. Fantastic, Jim. Yep. And thanks to Fox Footy, of course. Mm-hmm. But well done to Stewie Jew to let the grandfather in the team.
No, brilliant.
That was, well, I love that. So well done to him there.
Very
that
good.
A nice little one. And number. What do you got at number one, Bill? Oh, Jimmy, the great Bruce McAvaney was inducted last night into the Logies Hall of Fame. And we all love Bruce and what he's done. And here's Bruce talking about his old mate, Dennis Kamara.
Dennis and I started as colleagues and we ended up as friends. Can you ask for any more than that? And that AFL Grand Final that we called his last, when the Bulldogs broke the drought and defeated the Swans, remains my favourite memory as a football caller.
Well done there. And also Bruce went on to talk about the special moments of his career.
My special moments don't come from the world of showbiz, but perhaps there's more crossover than we'd think. Australian football has been the constant for me until very recently, and I know I share with millions of viewers the goosebumps of that minute's silence on Anzac Day and the first 5 minutes of a grand final, and hopefully the last five. We get that sometimes. Yeah. I've witnessed champion performances, Tony Lockett, Wayne Carey,
Billy Brownless,
Cyril, who got me into trouble, Buddy and Dusty, all of them stars.
It's just shameless. It is shameless.
Talking
it's
about seamless. Seamless and talking about his favourite players.
It is shameless.
Do you hear it?
Isn't it?
Do you hear that?
I heard your voice in the middle of it.
Yeah. Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
Well, he has now.
He's had the best of years.
Just kicked three or four
That's
in the
what he hasn't had.
First
Not
quarter.
Days, years.
But well done to Bruce. We all love Bruce. Bruce's work, of course. So there it is, Jim. Billy 585.
I've got I'll tell you what I have is a breaking story next.
You have? Yeah. About bloody time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Nat Fife has grown a goat.
So what?
No, I just liked it. It just tickled my fanty.
Fanty.
Fancy.
Just reading the latest from Mickey Gleeson, good man Gleeso from The Age. Yep. Collingwood withdraws De Goey contract offer after the Bali video emerges. Collingwood, I'm reading Gleeso here, withdrew a contract offer for Jordan De Goey on the weekend in light of his embarrassing Bali nightclub video incident. The club had tabled an offer to De Goey for a new deal for 2 years with a trigger for a further two at about $800 a year.
Wow.
And that has now been taken off the table.
You reckon you're not happy going to Bali? I reckon Jordan, if he had his time again, wouldn't go. That's a big, big call.
It is.
So
he goes on to say it's not necessarily meaning that they won't offer him something,
that's right,
but it won't be to
won't
the order
be
of what it
800.
Was.
800.
No.
Geez, that's costly, isn't it?
Mm.
Wow, that's a big one. No suspension or anything
Not
like
doesn't
that?
Mention any of that. Just says that the offer that they had tabled is off the table.
Geez. Injuries at Melbourne, Jim. Of course, Maxi Gawn, no good. Magic Dore is also out for a couple of weeks. Yep. Your man, Daniel Turner, is out. He had to have surgery.
Yes.
Tom McDonald out for 10 to 12 weeks. But good news, Jakey Melchum comes back this week with a sore hand.
Yep.
The coaches' votes, Dion Prestia got 10 for the Richmond-Carlton game, 10 to Mason Redmond, 7 to Peter Wright. Sydney-Port Adelaide was Connor Rose, 9, Todd Marshall, 7, Jim. Mm-hmm. West Coast Geelong, Blixarves, 9, Cameron Guthrie, 6.
Didn't see any of that game.
I saw a bit of it. the Giants and the Western Bulldogs, Toby, never cool again, he got 10.
Toby.
Yeah, Toby, of course. So there, and Gold Coast and Adelaide, guess who got 8 votes? Noah Anderson.
Our man.
But I'm not going to say anything to him.
Righto.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What they say is great bloke, great promoter, but not a great bass player.
Bass player.
The Gold Coast Suns have won 3 in a row and one of their young stars joins us, Noah Anderson.
The Suns are knocking on the door of the 8 after yesterday's win over the Crows.
To put an exclamation mark on this.
Don't tell me.
Oh, they love it.
And this man has been pivotal to their success.
How about the little dance step from Noah Anderson? He'll have a shot on goal. Brilliant. What a goal!
Please welcome Noah Anderson.
In he comes.
Yes.
A very talented young footballer, this man, Willis.
Oh.
Noah, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Going beautifully, by the way, yourself and your team.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're playing some good footy over the last month or so. So, yeah, we're pretty happy.
Exactly. 1-5 out of 6 and a game out of the 8. So don't tell me you're thinking about finals, are we, Nosey? Or we're just 1 week at a time?
Yeah, you're right. 1 week at a time is always the focus. In footy, I've got to give you the cliche, but no, it's good to be in the picture.
Big Stewie would be happy.
Oh, yeah. And is there going to be a signature Big Stewie put on the pen to paper this week or what?
Oh, I don't know. I don't get that kind of information at my level, but the players are behind him and we're playing some good footy for him, so it's been good.
And the conditions, you've always played well in up there, but this last little patch of games, whenever the game's at Metricon, Bill, yes. Gold Coast win.
They do.
Simple as that. It's a unique environment, but you play it really well.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, it's a little bit hotter up here, so the ball gets a little bit more slippery at night, and they're the conditions we train in all pre-season and all year. So I guess you could say we're used to them, and we really enjoy those conditions.
Hey, Noah, what's it like living up there and playing footy? Because we hear good stories, we hear not so good stories, but how's it been for you as a young fella going up there with your good mate Rowley, who's got red hair? Yeah. But
thank you, Bill.
What's it like for a young bloke going up there?
I've loved it. I've loved it so much. I've been lucky enough to be amongst a playing group who's pretty similar age demographic to me. So we've got a lot of interstate boys in the same boat. So it's been a pleasure to share some really good experience over my first few years at the club. And Gold Coast as an environment, as a professional athlete, is amazing. Can't complain about the weather and stuff like that. So it's pretty special.
Do you miss Melbourne and the footy talk all the time?
Not at all. I'm not a massive footy head, so I love living in Gold Coast. You can kind of get away from it, away from game day and training. So when I'm not at the club, the players have a pretty good opportunity to switch off.
Do you look at Rowley and wonder how high he pulls his shorts? Like, you must say to him, Rowley, get those trolleys down a touch.
Trolleys. Yeah, some days they're a bit higher than others. I don't know. I think he gets a little bit experimental at trainings and things like that, seeing if he can test the limits. But sometimes we've got to tell him to pull him down just a little bit.
I reckon a couple of times the pills come out. That's how high they are. I reckon one of his pills has just snuck out, Noah.
Did he do that as a kid when you grew up?
Yeah, I remember I played against him in under-10s, and I still remember him. He had this long red hair, as you pointed out before, Bill, and and the shorts tucked in all the way to his belly button. So hard to miss him.
Does he dress like that after hours? Like, if you go to a restaurant, has he got them really sort of high and tight there as well?
Not all the time, but sometimes he likes to tuck into the trackies, and he even pulls them up a bit high. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's not, I guess it's just him, and he loves being himself, so I'm all for it.
And he's back in town too, playing some good footy, 19 touches yesterday, 11 tackles. That's what we like about the old Railster.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. He's in amongst it all the time, old Rowley, so his pressure on the ball and his ability to win the contested footy is pretty handy to play alongside.
Tell you what I like yesterday, Jim. 4 players kicking 3 goals, so sharing it around. Mm-hmm. But plenty of goal kickers there, Nosey.
Yeah, they're lining up at the moment. Our forward line's ticking along really nicely. Obviously, had to make some adjustments at the start of the year with Big Kingy going down, but I feel like they've done such a good job. Charlie and Casbolt coming in, obviously, and things are starting to click.
I was in Adelaide yesterday. In the Adelaide Hills at a winery. Oh, and the table next to us, Bill,
were
full of Port Adelaide people.
Yes.
Who were absolutely cheering for the Adelaide Crows to lose at a restaurant. It's phenomenal what happens in that place. Noah, stick around for us, please. We need to ask about your old man, old Dino.
Dino.
Premiership star of the Hawks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Huey Bowman's there, Jim.
Yes, who else?
65. Melassimo Longa.
The Gold Coast Suns have a massive game against Port Adelaide this Sunday. One of their stars, Noah Anderson, who Bill's just calling Nosy, joins us on the Rush Hour.
Yes, going to the Adelaide Oval for that one. Now, the old man was up on the weekend, you were saying?
Yeah, he was. He was up, came up and watched the game. So, yeah, he loved it. He loves his little visits up here. So, weather's a bit nicer than Melbourne. So, good for him to get away.
Does he talk about his own playing time and the fact that he obviously played in premierships for the Hawks, but also played with some real weird-ass bastards like the Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it all the time, but it comes up every now and then. I actually just had lunch with him and he wanted to thank Bill for his performance in the 89 Grand Final. So.
I did not. Don't make that up, Nosy. Actually, me and Ablett kicked 11 between us, but your old man kicked 4 in that game, I reckon.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, ran away with 4, most of them out the back, but he doesn't like to mention that. So
he's a good player.
It was good.
So he played 83 games for the Hawks, 67 for the Saints.
Yep.
So
no father son.
Well, you would have liked another 13 at the Hawks.
Were you a Hawk fan growing up?
Would have made it 96.
No, I wasn't. I was. I was a Richmond fan growing up. So
how did that happen? Yeah. Out of care and grammar and over that side, how'd you end up at Richmond?
Yeah. I just picked them at a really young age, and when I was young, they were no good. But Dad said, last chance if you want to swing over to Hawthorn and St Kilda, and obviously they were playing in grand finals and such throughout those years. So, but stuck fat and got a few good years in just before I got drafted. So it was good.
Talking to Gold Coast Suns midfielder, Jim, Noah Anderson.
Yeah, thank you,
mate. I looked him up on Insta.
Yes.
No blue tick. Ooh. No blue tick, Noser. What's going on there?
No, I'm not at that level on the social media. I think I've got some work to do, but what do you reckon? I don't know.
You got a girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
Or single up there.
Jeez,
on the Gold
Coast.
Playing for the Suns. Wow.
That's not going to last.
Come on, Nosy, what's going on?
You know, just keeping it low profile at the moment.
Get as many as you can, I reckon.
Where are you living, please? You with some mates or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in with Charlie Ballard. He's got a nice little place here in Broadbeach Waters, so good little spot. Just me, him, and his girlfriend. So try to keep it pretty low profile, yeah.
All right. And what else are you doing? Like, you're a golfer. Those magnificent golf courses up there. What do you do with your time outside of training and playing?
Oh, hit the beach a fair bit. I'm not a golfer. I've tried here and there, but I don't think I've got the patience for it.
Any bars?
Beaches.
What's that pizza joint we know up there, Jim?
Hollywood.
Oh, no. You been there, Nosy?
No, steer right clear of that joint.
So do I no, but every time we end up there with Fat, we end up going to his bar.
Yeah, well.
Where they know him and there's a kebab shop on the way out that Bill has about 5.
Hey, I'll tell you a lovely story, and we just played it at 5:05 at 5:05. Perel, Noah's got no idea what that means. But
no,
Alex Davies with his grandfather, who's Japanese, into the song. Yeah. How good was that? Were you sitting there going, what's he doing in here? Or were you all very happy with it?
No, it was great. I wasn't looking around.
Oh, you didn't see him. Didn't see him in the song.
I met him the day before Alex brought him into the club and showed him around, and it was pretty cool to have him in. Alex says he wears his Gold Coast gear all around Japan and loves it. So it was pretty cool to have him in the song and have him in the game. And it was cool, definitely.
That's a really good thing to do, that for
brilliant.
The players and everyone.
Agree.
But also, he's trying to signal a goal. Did you see that? That's the only thing he knew about the game.
I saw that.
I think he's doing the goal by signaling a goal.
Well, Alex did kick one, so he must have been pretty happy about it.
How's Kingy going, mate? When you get a long-term injury at a footy club, you become a bit see-through. No one sort of has much to do with you. You're in the rehab group all the time, and you're not sort of front and centre ever. How's he going with it all? Is he going all right?
Yeah, he's going really well. Old Kingy, he's still very much involved, not so much on game day, but... He's a pretty big personality amongst the playing group, so We still see him almost every day, and his rehab's ticking along nicely. So, you know, he's very happy.
Could he come back this year?
Oh, I'm no physio, but I wouldn't think so.
Oh.
But no, I'm probably not the person to ask that. But he's going well, and he's in good spirits, so it's good to see.
How many phones has Marbio got nowadays?
Marbio, how many phones? With two phones.
Yeah, how many has he got up there on the Gold Coast?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even ask him. Who knows?
The Chole Coast Suns, they were being called there for a while. He was doing that much work.
He had two here. He'd have three up there.
He would at least have to have three. When you have to have your break, Noah, would you go to the club and just ask to go to Bali for a week? Or how do you reckon that would go with old Dougie Evans?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how Dougie would respond to that one. I think I'd get a pretty stern response from Dougie, but I'll try and stick clear of that.
Hey, mate, it's great to see the Suns rolling. It really is. I hope you do get into the finals. It'd be fantastic. And even drag one up there and get the big crowd to enjoy a final for the first time.
How good, Jim.
With Gold Coast playing in it would be absolutely brilliant. Well done. Can't wait for the next 7 or 8 weeks to see what you got.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
On your nosy.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Jordan Boyd is joining us tomorrow from Carlton.
Jordan Boyd.
And he's a very, very nice-looking young footballer. Clean, Bill.
Is he?
Doesn't fumble, which is important in today's game. So looking forward to chatting to him tomorrow.
Take your word for it.
But Fat, what? Now a Monday joke.
Yes, please.
Is it sponsored?
Oh, no.
Don't tell me they're gone.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
1 week.
Let me have a look at the show credits for Monday, 26th of June. Autobahn tick.
Yep.
Netherland. Superman. Netherland. Yep.
Oh, no.
And that's it, Jim.
Yeah, so
no joke sponsor.
You had a sponsor for a week.
What happened to Total Tools?
Well, I heard your jokes and pulled out.
Oh, come on, Total Tools. Anyway, I'm going with Total Tools again today. You ready, Jim?
Yes, please.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce. Crashes, Jim. Did you understand that?
No.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce. No. A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes. That's hard to say that.
Not really.
Policeman gets on his walkie-talkie and the dispatcher says, "What's the situation?" The policeman says, "Well, it's hard to say."
Oh, my God.
It is.
Only for you.
The sauce bit got me today. So that's not bad, Rapes. Let's hear
Bill,
it.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce is not hard to say.
Crashes. Wow. Hear this, Jim? Hear it? Look at him. Unhappy.
I have nothing to do with either of you two for this reason, because you collude and you tip into his shit. That's not even in the ballpark of funny.
Actually, very, very good.
Worcestershire sauce is not hard to say.
Worcestershire sauce. Crash for you. Anyway, well done.
Short. Oh, my God. Actually embarrassing.
Oh, what a pity.